It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
For those that listen to the show often, you know Lisa and I are on a mission to change the industry, help get rid of a lot of the toxic chemicals, and just help fight the whole positioning of chemicals that cause cancer into our products. Cancer is very close to my heart and had too many family members and friends fight the battle. And so today I'm excited because we have a special guest, and Caitlin, we're going to introduce as we get going here. Caitlin Kiernan is an award-winning journalist and beauty expert with The Inside Scoop. She's a former fashion columnist, Fashion Plate Kate, at the Times Herald Record. It's a Dow Jones newspaper. Beauty director at Life and Style Weekly. Beauty producer for Amazon's first live streaming fashion and beauty show. Caitlin's currently the beauty director of Star and OK magazines, and she's appeared on national and local TV like E! News, Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, Fox News, Sundance Channel, The Wendy Williams Show, Bravo's. So I can go on and on.
We're going to run out of time, David.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to run out of time. Hang on. Let me go to page four. Okay. She's a cancer survivor. And so we're going to have a lot of fun because I want to applaud what she's doing. And so she's put together this Cancer Wellness Expo, and I want to hear all about it.
Thank you so much for having me on, you guys. Last year, as you know, I came out with my first book, which was Pretty Sick, The Beauty Guide for Women with Cancer. And it was all about taking care of yourself during treatment, because that's sometimes that gets lost in the mix, you know, and cancer treatment has come so far. So you can, you know, I wanted women to have access to all the information that I had when I was going through treatment. And so this year, as my book turns one, it's sort of like a birthday party for my book. We're bringing the book to life with a cancer wellness expo at Donna Karen's Urban Zen building. And it's all the different facets of wellness for cancer patients and survivors. So all the unique, you know, things that affect us, from how our medicine changes our body to, you know, how we reposition our relationship with food and exercise after a battle. We're bringing in all the leading experts and influencers and celebrities to, you know, have these kind of provocative conversations and also have a lot of pampering, which who doesn't need that when you're going through treatment? So I'm really excited about it. It's like the first of its kind event where it's really just kind of focusing the day back to the women that are going through, you know, going through this journey.
That is so exciting. When is it?
So it's September 29th, Saturday, and we have a really great lineup. We have Jessica St. Clair, who was the actress and comedian in Bridesmaids, and playing health. She's a breast cancer survivor, so she's our keynote speaker. Plus size supermodel Emmy is going to be there.
I love her.
We have people like, she's so great. These women are just so amazing. We have Vinnie Myers, who is the famous nipple tattoo artist who I profiled when I was writing for the Times. Dr. Port, Dr. Tracy Weiss. We have celebrity makeup artists and manicurists coming in to give little pampering one-on-one, you know, tutorials and treatments. It's going to be a really fun day. It's a full day event. So it's from 9 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. We end with a cocktail party. Blue Apron is coming in and customizing an organic lunch for us.
It's
just like really just a really fun day. And all these cancer curated vendors will be there selling their wares, because, you know, there's just a lot of things you need when you're going through cancer that you normally don't need, from headscarves to robes that will have little, you know, pockets to hold your drains when you're after a mastectomy. So just a lot of really fun things, like everything I wish I had needed when I was going through treatment, I'm putting on in this event. And you know, it's just been a really, it's been a really exciting time putting it on. I'm putting it on with two other cancer survivors and an oncology nurse. We came together and just had this sort of similar viewpoint about like wanting to give back to women that were in the fight. And so we're doing it. And we've pulled it off in 2 months. I can't believe. it's been a lot of work.
You made me think, as you mentioned, I have a sister that's an oncology nurse. And I always thought, you got to be crazy. That's a tough category because, you know, what everybody's going through. And she came back with exactly what you were just saying is think of how the way she's helping everybody that and give empowering them and helping the families as you go through what is a scary, scary journey. And So I applaud what you're doing because I think a lot of people can benefit from this, not just those going through the fight against cancer, but the families, because often some people just don't know what to say. They don't know how to be supportive or what else we can do. It's just, it's a scary, scary subject.
Yeah. And, you know, being the caretaker is just a really hard role too, because your hands are tied. You're doing as much as you can, but it's so out of your control. You're really only support, and it's physically and emotionally draining. So we do want, you know, family members to come out. And, you know, also survivorhood poses its own, you know, unique challenges. You know, I know facing being a cancer survivor now, like I feel like some of my hardest battles have been adjusting to my new body, and no one kind of warned you about that. So there are all these elements. You know, we have four panels throughout the day. We have a medical panel where you'll hear the latest updates, to a wellness panel about, you know, what to be eliminating from your, you know, what products to be eliminating from your beauty regimens, to the workouts you should be doing, and what's the best food plan for you, to, you know, beauty and fashion, and like how you have to sort of adjust those things. So there's just a lot of information that we're going to be offering, and I'm excited. We have two different tiers of tickets, and all of the money raised goes to Foundation for Love, which is a nonprofit organization that helps women in cancer treatment get the care that they need and be able to afford it. We have a $49 ticket, which is the standard ticket, which includes everything throughout the day, the lunch, the activities, blah, blah, blah. And then the VIP ticket includes morning yoga with Donna Karen's yogi from Urban Zen Initiatives, and the evening cocktail party which has food and beverages, obviously. But we just hope everybody comes out and has a great day. You know, it's just really a day of empowerment for women who are often so busy caring for themselves that they don't take that time to really just allow themselves to have a moment and, you know, breathe in and relax and sort of enjoy life. So,
okay, with the big question,
I hope it's great for everybody.
Would this be an annual event?
Yeah, I really do. Go ahead, David.
Would this be annual?
Yeah, I mean, our this is our first year. This is our debut year. So we're hoping that starting next year, we're going to do one here in New York, but we're also going to start bringing it to the other major cities. So LA, Chicago, two of the women that I'm organizing this event with are from the Kennebunkport area. So maybe even somewhere up on the, you know, upper eastern seaboard coast, we'll be doing one as well. So yeah, the plan is to, you know, go big and wide and to reach as many women as we possibly can. Sadly, there's always a group of women that are going through this. So we're just hoping that we can become like the next Comic-Con, but for cancer, you know, just all these great events where the event just gets bigger and better.
Well, we applaud what you're doing. And so to be supportive, is the website cancerwellnessexpo.com, cancerwellnessexpo.com. We're going to put a link up. I think it's important. Visit the website, learn about it, because as this goes to other cities and you start planning even for next year, whether you fought the battle with cancer, whether you're going through it now, whether you know somebody who does, whether it's a family member or friend, this event is something you ought to be interested in, your friends ought to be interested in. You know, we need need to show support. And so I applaud what you're doing because I think it's desperately needed. And I think raising the money to help is key. So if you can afford a VIP ticket, get it just to be supportive even. I applaud what you're doing. It's a difficult subject. It's difficult for me to even talk about.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I also think, you know, listen, for people who are in that caretaker role, it's a great day to bring someone out because so much of cancer treatment is like schlepping from doctor to hospital, and it's never really about having a fun moment. And I think this day is going to be really fun and empowering. So I think that like family and friends should rally around the people. So, you know, there's going to be the leading experts that you can talk to and pick their brains and get treatments as well. So it's going to be a fun, empowering day.
We're going to run out of time here, but again, cancerwellnessexpo.com next year or along the lines, we need to speak more because I want to do more to get involved as you do this. I applaud what you're doing. I just signed up for the Big D Climb. We're in Dallas in January. We're raising money for the leukemia, to help fight leukemia. And we actually climb 70 flights of stairs. So it gets me on a mission to get in better shape and exercise, but to raise money because I'm actually flying to Dallas for that. And so next time I need to plan to come to New York or one of the cities and support it. So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for joining us today. What you're doing is absolutely awesome. Again, visit cancerwellnessexpo.com. It's a difficult subject, but very, very important. And you can help family members, friends, or you if you're going through the journey. Caitlin, I want to thank you for joining us today. Lisa, thank you for helping us. And I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.